Breathe. Get the most from life. Liverpool Heart and Chest Hospital NHS Foundation Trust. Managing daily activities, stress and anxiety. Stress and anxiety. Chronic respiratory disease is associated with high levels of anxiety and stress that can negatively affect your quality of life. Ultimately, the feelings of stress and anxiety are a normal thing to feel when faced with a long-term lung condition. Feelings of stress and anxiety are common due to worries about physical health and the medical condition, feelings of loss of control, or lifestyle changes and physical limitations due to chronic respiratory disease. What is anxiety? Stress gives shortness of breath. Anxiety starts. Your breathing and heart rate become faster. Shortness of breath increases. Breathing becomes even more rapid. And anxiety increases. Why does it affect me? Breathlessness can feel very threatening and trigger anxiety. When our bodies think they are in danger, an automatic mechanism springs into action. This is called the fight or flight mechanism. It is a normal reaction and not dangerous. Adrenaline will cause increased heart rate and breathing rate. When triggered by breathlessness, it is not very helpful and makes you feel ill. Anxiety and avoidance behaviour, a vicious circle. Anxiety creates worrying thoughts. If I'm out of breath, it could be dangerous. This creates physical symptoms, which creates avoidance, sitting down, not doing anything. The short term gives you relief, but in the long term, you have a decreased confidence, decreased activity, and increased symptoms of anxiety, which causes the vicious circle again. Coping mechanisms. Plan ahead. Pacing techniques. Energy conservation. And relaxation techniques. Learn about your condition and how to manage your symptoms. Seek support mechanisms like family and friends or places like Breathe Easy. Avoid smoking, alcohol and drugs. Stay active. Eat a healthy diet. And make an appointment with your GP if your symptoms are severe. Planning. Schedule events or appointments for times that are best for you. This gives you time to take your morning inhalers and medications. Use chest clearance techniques, ACBT, and get dressed more slowly. If you know you're fatigued later on in the day, try and be at home before then if possible. This ensures you are home when you can rest when you are at your most tired. And set off in plenty of time. This avoids you from turning up somewhere feeling tired and anxious. Pacing. It is common for people living with chronic respiratory disease to rush activities that they know they find difficult so that they can try and get it over and done with. Pacing techniques on stairs and slopes stop for rest before becoming breathless. Do not rush. Take your time for activities that you find difficult. You are likely to manage to do more within a day when working at a slower pace. Energy conservation. If you are having an exacerbation or flare-up of symptoms or have more severe respiratory disease, you are likely to be fatigued and struggle to do activities. It is important to conserve your energy as you will not have an endless supply. Be willing to think about doing things differently. Energy conservation. Top tips. When exercising, leave the housework or other activities for different days. Spend longer on tasks. You do not have to do it all in one go. Store items that you use regularly at chest level. Community occupational therapists can assess your home to help make things easier. Use a toweling robe after showering or bathing. You will lose less energy than drying yourself off with a towel. Relaxation. Take 15 minutes a day to yourself. No distractions. Calming music. Call it me time. Breathing control. Get in a comfortable, supported position. Relax your shoulders, arms and hands with both feet flat on the floor. Breathe in gently through your nose, letting your stomach rise, and breathe out through your nose or mouth. Try to feel more relaxed each time you breathe out. Relaxation audios are available from the website. For further information about anything on this CD, visit www.thebreatheprogram.co.uk.